The Back Nine Boys Golf Show. All about golf, from putting to driving, from hooks to whatever. Now, here's your host of the Back Nine Boys Golf Show, Rich Stiles.
Welcome to the show. The Back Nine Boys Golf Show is brought to you by Bridgestone Golf. Try the Torbee ball today. By the club at Sea Palms. By RSM, proud sponsor of the RSM Classic, giving back to our community. And by Club Car, the leader in sport utility and personal vehicles. Right now, we're going to talk with Brian Nelson of the Georgia State Golf Association about what's changed and what is changing as of January 1 on the handicap system. Hey, Brian, thank you for being with us.
Hey, good morning, Rich. How you doing?
Doing great. So tell us what's changed as of January 1 with the handicap system.
Well, first, the first change is they pushed the date back to January 16th. So that's coming.
Okay.
It's a good time to have this phone call and to be on your show. So I appreciate that.
Sure.
And so as of January 16th, a couple changes that golfers really need to be aware of. The handling of nine hole scores, which is a biggie. We see a lot of golfers participate in leagues after work, those types of things, or just a nine hole league for. Due to time constraints, they may only have time to play nine holes. In the past, when a golfer posted a nine-hole score, as you're familiar with, that nine-hole score would be kept in the nine-hole queue, so to speak, and would be combined with another nine-hole score, or it would have already been combined if there was already a nine-hole score in that queue. So the time frame for that was just difficult, where you may play nine holes and 6 months later play another nine.
Right.
And it just didn't really match up with things. So going forward as of January 16th, and actually they're going to go back to January 1, so any nine-hole scores that are posted really since January 1st, it will be scaled up to an 18-hole score differential. And that's really what you get when you're talking handicap index. It's the formula is the lowest eight score differentials are your most recent 20 scores determines your handicap index, and it gets rounded to the nearest 10th. So when a golfer posts a nine-hole score this year, it's going to be truncated up to an 18-hole score differential. So it's going to take a look at the golfer's nine-hole – or the golfer's – I'm sorry, their 18-hole handicap index. And
all right.
The system behind the scenes knows what a golfer based on that handicap index will shoot. So it's going to take and create the score differential for that back nine holes based on their handicap index.
Okay.
So they'll take
it
through. Sure.
All right. The question is, sometimes when I play or others that are in my group, they'll have a great nine and then a not so great other nine. So let's say you put in the not so great nine and you say there's a formula to take it up to 18 holes. How would that affect their handicap? It would probably raise it. Would that be correct?
Yeah, and it may not even be counted in the lowest eight of the most recent 20 differentials as that score is posted. But it'd be really not so great, but it wouldn't be a terrible 18-hole score differential, because it's going to take that average for that back nine or the nine holes that aren't played.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
Conversely, if they play a really good nine holes for that round they play in post, the next day when they move that to an 18 hole and receive the score differential, it's going to be a little better, because again, that back nine is going to be the average based on the handicap index that golfer has at the time the round is played.
Okay. All right. How hard is it to lower your handicap? I mean, as far as number of times that you have to play great golf, and how easy is it for it to go up if you're having just a horrible spring? So you go into summer and you're two or three, you know, numbers higher than you were before.
Yeah, that's really hard to put a certain number or a definite number on that, Rich. But the studies and the numbers that I've heard, a golfer will play to his handicap about 25% of the time.
Okay.
And so and Under the old system, we used to count the lowest 10 of the most recent 20. So now we're counting the lowest 8 of the most recent 20. So that's a little different as well. But and again, with the way the system works, there's also a soft cap and a hard cap in play based on another new term that was introduced in 2020, which is a low handicap index. So the system will not let a golfer's handicap go up more than 5 index points higher than that low handicap index over a 365-day period. And a soft cap will restrict it. If it's over 3 strokes higher, then it will it'll suppress that increase to 50% of what that increase would have been.
Gotcha.
All this is done behind the scenes. You don't need to be a mathematician or have a math degree to figure it all out. And I'm a little pessimistic sometimes, so I've actually done some of the math, you know, with help of a calculator, and they're spot on. So I no longer question it. It just happens. But again, it happens behind the scene. And another new change is going to be for golfers that play, for whatever reason, play only 10 to 17 holes, as long as they post their scores hole by hole, then they can also be given an 18-hole score differential to use. In the past, we had used net most likely score, or actually net par was a term. So if you played only 14 holes, you could take net par for those remaining 4 holes and post your score that way, which wasn't as accurate as what it would be with this expected score that'll be used. So the main thing, the key ingredient there is for golfers to make sure that they post their scores hole by hole, so that the system knows, you know, not only the front nine score differential that will be created, but also the back nine. If they play just 2 or 3 holes and post hole by hole scores, the system will go ahead and figure out that expected score for the holes that weren't played, and then in turn create that score differential for the golfer.
And so basically all they've got to do is enter it into the handicap system like you have with the GSGA, providing that they join. We'll talk about that in a minute. But all they've got to do is enter those hole by holes and it'll figure it all out.
Exactly. Okay. We'll never know the true formula, but it will work itself out. Where we do know, you know, posting 9-hole score, we know that what that score differential would be for 9 holes based on the course rating, the slope rating of those tees played. The back nine, again, based on if they're a 10.0 index, there's a expected score that would come from that handicap index. And so that would be added to the front nine.
Okay. Any other changes?
Those are the two main ones. There's some reporting things for clubs and handicap committees to use as well. But those are the two main ones that golfers are going to see. And again, we just can't stress enough the importance of posting the hole-by-hole scores, because even from 2020, there was a change. Prior to that, if you were, for instance, a 15 handicap, then you could only take a maximum of, I think, a 7 on any hole. So that has all changed, and we may still have golfers doing that, you know, when they post their score, if they post a total score. But when they do the hole by hole, the system will figure it out for them, because the maximum score they're allowed to take is a net double bogey.
Oh, okay. So it's gone from double bogey to bogey.
No, it's still a net double bogey is the maximum score. That hasn't changed.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I was just kind of alluding to, you know, in the past environment prior to 2020, it had gone to a maximum. If you're in that teen handicap, course handicap range, then it was a maximum 7 on any hole. That was your maximum score.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Understand. And that'll all be posted up on the GSGA site, that they can check that out. And let's talk about membership. This is a good time, as you and I were talking a few minutes ago, to join or renew your membership.
That's true. So GSGA membership is based on a calendar year through our club. So January, February are really the months that we start rolling up and getting golfers to not only renew their handicap indexes, GIN numbers, and their GSGA membership through the club that they already may belong to or may play frequently, you know, or they can actually join for the first time if they haven't had a handicap index before, been a GSGA member. There's some great benefits to that. And I'll throw our website out there. It's www.gsga.org. And we have some great member perks that are offered. We have play days throughout the state where golfers can have access to courses they may not regularly be able to play. There's competitions. We do have a really robust schedule of men's events, senior men's, super seniors, women's events, senior women, and a pretty extensive GSJ junior tour as well. And there's a lot of opportunities to play golf.
And Brian, I was reading that the people that are keeping handicaps has grown significantly over the last couple of years.
Yeah, that thing called, was it COVID or something like that, Rich?
Yeah,
me too. I'm getting a little bit old, but yeah, I do remember that happening. And, you know, that was one of the main sports that we're really allowed to keep playing. You know, we're able to socially distance, and if that's the right term. And I know that the GSJ worked real hard with the other allied associations in Georgia, you know, working with the governor to keep golf going as a sport. So it really worked out well. And yeah, we continue to maintain some great growth.
Yeah, and that's good. And talk about the membership of GSGA. How has that grown since COVID? It's obviously, like everything else, I'm sure it's grown quite a bit.
Yeah, it really has. You know, the clubs understand the importance of having a GIN number, and so do their golfers. The mobile app that is offered through GIN, and it's spelled G-H-I-N, but it's pronounced GIN. And I hear all kinds of different pronunciations of it, you know, whether it's GIN or GINI or... So it's always always amusing.
Yeah,
I try to laugh as much as I can.
But, so the H is silent, is what you're saying?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. And, okay. Gotcha.
You know, if you pair that with tonic after a round, I guess that works out too.
Yeah, I hate those silent letters. Anyway, go ahead.
But in any event, yeah, it's a great time of year to join or renew, get involved with the GSJA, and I started to mention the mobile app. There's been continue to be enhancements of that GIN mobile app to where now a golfer in a group can keep score for their foursome. You can arrange your side bets in there as well. And whether it's a four ball competition or individual, and the software, the app will keep track of the matches after the round. When you put the player that's keeping score can post their score immediately, and then the others get routed to those individuals that they've played with, and they can go ahead and accept those rounds and post them as well. So it's just a really neat feature to have. There's a GPS functionality on there as well. So it's really aided to help the golfer out. And unfortunately, I think that the days of having the scorecards are being numbered. I mean, I still enjoy keeping my own score, you know, on the steering wheel of the cart, not walking much anymore, but it's always fun to write down a double bogey six for my, one of my competitors or opponents. That's for sure.
All right, I got a question for you, and I'll be honest, and I'll answer it as well. Did your handicap go up or down last year?
It went up, unfortunately. Haven't been playing as much as I would like to. I'll tell Matt Vanderpool, our executive director, that I've just been too busy working, but had a few medical issues, so just trying to work through those. But I'm hoping it'll come down eventually. Well, how about you?
Mine went up similar situation, but hopefully one of my goals is to either keep it there or have it go down just a bit.
Right. Well, that's a good goal going into 2024, that's for sure.
You bet. Well, Brian, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it, and thanks for keeping us updated on what's changed in the handicap system, not only with the GSGA, but all around. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rich, anytime. And I hope it's not too late to wish you a happy new year.
It's not. Never is.
There you go.
This is Austin Powell at apstatssports.com, and you're listening to the Back Nine Boys podcast.
And welcome back to the Back Nine Boys podcast. I'm Rich Stiles. Have you ever thought of having earbuds that could help you in the game of golf? Not just play music, but I mean really help you? Well, we're on the phone now with Steve Heineman with Tech. And Steve, I cannot believe that you guys are coming out with this and going to be introducing it at the PGA show. Tell us more about what Tech is doing.
Brought to you by NCTA, the Internet and Television Association. America is on an important mission to connect every community to high-speed internet and close the digital divide. But the FCC is pushing sweeping new regulation that will derail progress, stranding billions of dollars and leaving millions of rural Americans without access to reliable internet. The FCC's plan will be a net fatality. Learn more at ncta.com.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Rich. Sure. We're definitely very excited about it. It's kind of, when everyone else seems to be introducing larger and larger speakers, which we also sell. So not knocking that at all, but we went a different direction and we came out with these earbuds, and basically, they're very similar to a type of earbud that everyone is used to with their iPhone or their Android, whatever it is. But they incorporate golf GPS into them, so you can get all of your yardages and some more, information as you're playing golf. They're obviously trying to help your game. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. You get your entertainment and you get your golf focused, intelligence.
Steve, how long have y'all been in research and development on this product? It just seems, honestly, I think it's amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate that. And we agree. It's probably been at least a couple of years in the making. And, kind of as the earbuds in general have progressed, we've been constantly working on, getting our own just to have them. We're essentially a tech company at heart, not even just golf. So we wanted a good set of earbuds, and a lot of it comes down to just delivering a good quality product, number one, and then how can we incorporate that into the golf world and how it would help your game. So yeah, it's at least a couple of years in the making, and we're definitely very excited to launch it at the PGA Show.
And actually, it's a personal caddy in your ear.
Correct. Yeah, it's it can do everything. So if you just want to listen to music, great, you can. If you want yardages, it'll give you front, middle, back. It'll also give you to the hazards. It'll also track your distance. So you can, with the touch of a couple buttons, on the earbud itself, you can control what feedback you want to get, or if you want to give to measure the length of your drive per se, you can, do a long hold, basically tap the right earbud, hold it down, let it start tracking. Then you tap it again once you get to your ball, and it'll tell you the yardage that how far you hit your drive. So it's definitely pretty cool, and we're very excited about it.
And which is the earbud that gives you all of this information?
Kind of the magic earbud is the right one. Okay. For no specific reason, I don't believe, but the right one just tends to, it does more, right? So if you want to pause your music, you're going to use the left earbud. Everything else will be controlled by the right, and you can use just one earbud, because when we were developing this product, it was kind of like, there's two golfers that are going to use this. One wants to be in their own world and not be bothered. That's probably the person that's going to wear two earbuds. They'll listen to music, or they'll get the yardages, or do both. And they want to kind of drown out everything else. That's perfect for that person. But if you want to be able to wear an earbud, get all the information that you need to play the course well, you can just use that right earbud. That'll give you your yardages while it still keeps your other ear open for hearing your playing companions and normal camaraderie. So we wanted to give you that option, because we don't want to just force you to drown out everything while you're on the golf course.
Right.
But you have the option to either do that or get more involved with your playing companions.
And how do you, Steve, connect it with your smartphone? How easy is that to do?
Same, just as easy as connecting another pair of earbuds to your iPhone or your Android. So you just turn on the Bluetooth pairing, click a little button, and then it starts pairing and it automatically connects. It's just as easy as every other device that you try to connect via Bluetooth.
And are they going to be available in different colors, or is there one color, or am I getting two?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Good.
Yeah, they'll be, for now, we'll have gray and yellow. Yellow has kind of become our trademark,
right,
per se.
Right. I remember that.
With the clear rangefinder we launched, and we have a teammate speaker, the original teammate speaker. The yellow, believe it or not, has been our best seller. So we obviously want to stick with that yellow. So it's basically a matching yellow to everything else we do. And then we also have the gray is available as well. So,
and at a very, very affordable price.
Exactly. Yeah, $99 retail. So it's definitely very affordable, and you know, especially compared to other golf devices out there, let alone just a good set of earbuds. So yeah, there's definitely value built in. We try to obviously deliver that. We want to deliver value at a good price while it's still being high quality. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to the results.
And I know you're going to bring it to the PGA show, but you've also been able to have folks try them. What's been their feedback?
Similar to yours. They were kind of like, you know, at first it looks like a normal pair of earbuds, especially when I hand them to you in their case, you know, it looks like a normal set of earbuds. So people just assume that it's a, you know, typical set of earbuds to use on your phone. But you know, when I tell them that, not only does it do all that stuff that you're used to, taking phone calls, listening to music, it'll also give you golf data, you know, front, middle, back yardages, yardages to hazards, and then track your distance of your shot. So when I tell them that, it's kind of like that's the aha moment, and they're blown away that this is the first time they've heard about something like this. So the reaction is very similar to yours, very excited, very interested to try it out. And obviously we're interested to have them try it out and hopefully continue down the road of developing the best tech products for golf.
I know you're excited to go to the PGA show and introduce these, even though you've had some people try them out. I think it's just brilliant. And I think you guys are going to have a lot of success with that, especially because you have the ability to help not only on the golf course, but also through your Bluetooth, have the ability to listen to music.
Exactly. It kind of covers both bases, right? So it's not just a golf product. You, anybody can use it and get a good set of earbuds. But yeah, we're definitely very excited about the versatility of it. And you know, it's a small tech item, and typically those, you know, generate a lot of excitement around them. So we're definitely looking forward to see the results and really just see the reactions that we get at the PGA show.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of fun. Give us the website, Steve, so our listeners can go to it and take a look at them.
Yeah, a little bit different in that, you know, we're a company that started in France, so you have to go, you know, www.us.techtech.com. So you just have to add that US in between the www and the tech, and then add the .com at the end, and that'll get you to our website. Obviously, you can also just Google tech, and it'll bring up our website as well.
Right. And you mentioned that if you want to pause the music, you tap with your left earbud. How does that work if you're only going to use the right one?
So it will work on both earbuds. Okay. You know, it's just that quick tap will, you know, so basically if you have the right earbud in and you're getting a yardage, it will automatically pause your music, right? So that it can give you the yardage. So it's essentially, it does everything in the right earbud. But if you're just listening to music, then you can just pause it to get silence with the left earbud.
Earbuds with tech. Steve, tell us about the other stuff that you're going to be showing products at the PGA show.
Sure. We have you know, multi-award-winning rangefinder called the Clear that's been out for, I think, 3 years now, and continues to be kind of the, you know, the leader for us in terms of sales and performance. You know, that's a $199 rangefinder that performs like a $300 rangefinder. It's right. Also very small. So again, sticking with the small tech products is kind of the way that we like to go. Having said that, we also do have a larger speaker that we're introducing. Again, just to keep up with everything else out there on the market. So we have the Teammate line is what makes up our speakers, right? So you have the Teammate, the original Teammate, which is a very small, it's kind of almost the size of an egg, pretty small speaker with a magnet on it. You can stick it on the cart, play your music, get your yardages just like you're getting with the earbuds. And then, so we have that Teammate, and then we have the Teammate L, which is obviously just standing for large. That's our larger format speaker that is comparable with every other kind of larger cup holder size speaker that's out there on the market. And then we have the earbuds. So it's kind of those three items make up our speaker offering. And then we have the Clear rangefinder. And then we also still have two very well performing higher end rangefinders called the ULTS and the ULTS Pro, which incorporate, you know, infrared technology, and it's the top of the line rangefinder for us. And it also incorporates stability. So basically, when you're, you know, shooting, whether you're walking and shooting a yardage at the same time, it helps stabilize the image so that it can give you an accurate yardage. So we have a full range of products, you know, designed to help the golfer. And then, of course, now with the earbuds, we're trying to help the golfer and entertain them at the same time. So we're checking all the boxes, and we're excited once again to be at the PGA Show and hopefully get some great results from it.
Yeah, y'all have been very innovative and kind of a step ahead of the others from the times that you and I have talked before. Let's jump back to the earbuds for a minute. How do they charge? Normally, like anything else?
Correct. They can either charge with a wire or without a wire. So if you have a charging pad, you can actually just take the case that the earbuds come in and put them on a charging pad. It'll you know, seamlessly charge them without the need of a wire. But then they also charge the traditional way as well with a wire. So there's multiple ways to do it. And, you know, obviously trying to stay as versatile as possible.
And quality, how's that?
Quality is obviously great. You know, and, you know, we never try to, you know, overdo it. It's not like we want to design a $500, you know, pair of earbuds. It's, you know, we design them to be cost effective, but yet have all the technological advances that we have discovered and basically the consumer has discovered over the years working with their iPhone or their Android. So we wanted to give you an earbud that's, you know, compatible or equal to what you're used to. You know, so if you're used to AirPods, we want to give you an earbud that's as good as, if not better, than what you're already used to in terms of sound quality, interaction, chargeability, you know, all that stuff. We want it to be, you know, a very similar experience to what you're used to, because, you know, Apple's a lot bigger than us, right? So we want to try to emulate what they're doing. Right. We don't want to reinvent the wheel and have you have to learn a new way to charge or, you know, a new way to interact with them. That is not the point. We want to make it as seamless as possible for you to throw them in your ears and get on the golf course and get everything you need.
And one other feature that we haven't talked about, you can make phone calls.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. So again, it's, you know, what I keep referencing AirPods for Apple, cause that's just what I use, but obviously right. There's multiple versions out there. But yeah, you can take calls, you can, you know, mute, you know, just like you would, when you pause your music, you can mute it that way. And, you know, talk to your, you know, hit your shot without your boss knowing that you're on the golf course, and then hit them again, and it gets you back into the phone call. So, you know, it's again, you know, we wanted a seamless transition from what you're used to, standard earbuds, to what we're offering now with a golf focused earbud.
Yeah, and how long does the charge last, Steve?
Definitely for a round, it's probably going to last about 8 hours. You know, okay. It all depends on, you know, are you playing music and you getting your yardages? You know, are you, you know, doing multiple things at once with the earbuds? Are you using all the options on it? Are you getting every single front, middle, back yardage? Are you getting every single hazard? Are you tracking every single drive? If you do all of that, obviously the charge lasts a little bit shorter. But if you're just getting yardages, if you're just listening to music, it's going to last longer. So we like to say about 8 hours, definitely through a round of golf. But if you do less and you only get your front, middle, back yardages on every hole, then it's going to last longer. So it's definitely built to get you through the round for sure, no matter what you do. And then if you use less features, it's going to last longer than that.
All right, Steve, give us the website again for our listeners.
Sure, www.us.techtechtech.com.
Steve, I can't thank you enough for being with us. I appreciate it. Innovative stuff, as always, from Tech Tech Tech. Awesome. Thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you so much, Rich. It's great to be on, and we look forward to anyone that we'll see at the show, and look forward to talking to you after.
This is Trevor Smith with T. Smith Golf Fitness, and you're listening to the Back Nine Boys podcast.
Welcome back to the Back Nine Boys podcast. I'm Rich Stiles. How many times have you gone on the golf course to the green or somewhere on the golf course and there's just debris and leaves and all kinds of stuff? Well, today we've got a solution for you. Zoom Brooms Golf Breeze, Randy Kuka, right? Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, tell us about the Zoom Brooms Golf Breeze. Very intriguing. I think it's a wonderful product. I think everybody should have it. And at least one person on the foursome should have it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, we were golfing in Michigan about 6 years ago in the fall, and there were leaves on every green. And one of the guys in the foursome said, "Too bad we don't have a leaf blower that fits in our golf bag." Huh. And I looked around, and there was no such thing. So I got together with a friend of mine who's an engineer, and we came up with a leaf blower that fits in your golf bag. And then we started showing it to some friends, and the women wanted it for the home. So we also have a home version of it.
There's
a Zoom Broom Golf Breeze that has a handle that fits right in your golf bag. And then there's the Zoom Broom F2, which has more of an ergonomic handle and armrest on it so that you can use it to clean off your deck and patio at home. Of course, either one can be used for that purpose, but we do have the home version too.
And how long did it take you once your buddies gave you the kind of idea for it to begin percolating? How long did it get you to get the product that you could let people try and then get into production?
We had the first prototype within about 2 weeks.
Wow.
Then it was literally just a straight 1-inch tube with a little fan in the end of it. That wasn't strong enough, so we decided to put a larger fan on the end so that it still fits in your golf bag. But when it sticks up, it looks kind of like a golf club.
Huh.
That took a couple months to develop that. So that was the early part, the fast part. It then took us almost 5 years to get it actually into production and be on the market.
How come such a big gap, if you don't mind me asking, Randy?
Sure. So, well, first we got a provisional patent on it. Then we decided to try to license it. We didn't want to get into business. I'm retired. This is what I mean by my retirement time.
Yeah.
So we wanted to license it. We talked to a lot of companies about licensing deals. We were very close to doing one with actually a large vacuum cleaner company, more for the home.
Right.
And then COVID hit. That put everything on hold. So we decided to do it ourselves. Then it took us a long time to find a manufacturer for it because it's a unique product. And we finally found a manufacturer who does a lot of products for Shark Ninja, their vacuum cleaners and so on. So they knew how to build a quality product. And that also took about a year to go from what we thought was our product ready for the consumer to them kind of re-engineering it to make it really ready for the consumer.
Right.
It doesn't look any different. It just is a little more robust internally.
And it's a typical leaf blower, weighs about 2 pounds, as you said, fits in a golf bag, kind of looks like a golf club. And before we get a bunch of phone calls about this or emails or whatever, it is permitted under the rules of golf, correct?
Yes, it is. We have a USGA ruling. As long as you don't use it to move your ball, then you're fine. But the rule says that you can remove loose impediments by any means. And this is a perfectly legal. You'll see caddies on the professional tour using a towel to brush away.
Exactly.
So this is much less intrusive than using a towel.
And it's only 2 pounds. So putting it in your golf bag, if you want to be the one in your foursome, in order to have it to have a clear path to the hole, it's only 2 pounds. So it's not going to add much weight to your bag.
No, it doesn't. I mean, a lot of people say, well, I only need it in the fall. I said, well, we use it, to clear the sand around the sand trap. Because you get out of the sand trap and you took a lot of sand with you. And so there's a clump of sand in the front of your ball. And there's all times during the year when there's stuff falling from the trees, depending on where you're at.
Well, especially after they aerate the greens. I mean, sometimes there's a lot more sand than normal, and it might help the path of the ball a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay. And the battery life. Once it's charged, how long does the battery last?
So the battery will run for about 30 minutes on low speed, which for moving most debris, that's fine, or about 15 minutes on high speed. But if you consider that you only will use it on maybe 4 or 5 greens on a round, and it will literally take you seconds to clean off your path to the cup, it will last for several rounds. I leave mine in my bag for 5 or 6 rounds at least before I take it out and plug it in.
Okay. And you could also use it for, as you say in your PR stuff, your RV pickle court, which is very popular with golfers right now too.
Correct. There's really any place where you've got some debris that you want to clear off, your RV mat out in front of your RV, the pickleball court, and around the home, blow out your garage, blow off a patio.
That'll work. And how long does the battery take to charge the golf breeze?
So the very first time when you get it, it may take up to 3 hours to fully charge, because we have to ship it with a low charge in it. But after that, it will, if you only use it for a few minutes and plug it in, it'll be ready to go in just a few minutes.
Okay. And how are you marketing this, Randy? Are you marketing it to the individual golfer? I know you've got a excellent rating on Amazon, which obviously is very good. But how else are you marketing it in order to get the product out there?
So we are trying to get it out into golf pro shops so that the golfers can buy it there. We are also looking to have private clubs who have told us they would like to put them by the greens, because no matter how fast the grounds crew blows off the green, it gets covered again. So we actually have a little greenside stand that will hold it. So if the private club wants to put it out there, some public clubs have told us they want to rent them during the fall. We're really open to a lot of different avenues for marketing it.
Now, you're going to be at the PGA show. Is this your first show?
Actually, this will be our third time at the PGA show. We came 2 years ago, and we were in the inventor's row, just with a couple prototypes to get some feedback to see if anybody would be interested in it. Feedback was great. PGA.com did a little special video on us and posted it on their website. So we came back last year assuming that we were going to have product. Unfortunately, our product was delayed, so we didn't have it. So once again, we were there mainly getting feedback. But this year, we got product, and we'll be looking to sign up some more pro shops to sell it, and so on. So we're really looking forward to this week. We're really excited about the prospects for the coming year.
Yeah, I'll bet. I mean, it's a wonderful product, and I think one that everybody should use. Especially, it'll stop the complaining about. But what it does? It takes away another reason why they missed a putt, because there was debris in front of them and they didn't have one of these.
Exactly. And people say, well, won't it slow up the game? We say, no, actually, it will really speed it up, because it literally takes seconds to clear the path to the cup, because all you're doing is between your ball and the cup.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So give us the website, Randy, so our listeners can go to it.
It's zoombrooms.com. So Zoom Broom with an S. And if you want to tell your listeners, save, if you use the code save $20, so save $20, and they can save $20 off.
Awesome. Awesome. And it fits easily in the bag. It is permitted by the rules of golf. It's chargeable, so you could use it a couple rounds, because you don't use it that much when you do use it. And the battery life is 30 minutes, as you said, which anybody going to use it for 30 minutes might as well take a leaf blower. But when you got comments at the PGA show when you didn't have product, what were some of the comments that you got, Randy?
Probably what we heard the most was, I thought about something like this a long time ago, and I really need it. That was probably the overwhelming comment that people said, you know, I've been thinking about this, and I'm surprised it took so long for someone to come up with it.
And from the creator of this, how did that make you feel that you've, oh my gosh, I just can't believe this is what people are saying, because this is the comments that I wanted to hear.
Yeah, it has been amazing. You know, all through this process, you know, getting the feedback, you know, from golfers, from homeowners, you know, that, you know, this, they are so excited when they see it. You know, women who buy the home version, they tell us that they use it every day.
Huh.
So it does come with, even the golf version comes with a wall hanger, so you can hang it up, you know, in the garage between rounds, and, you know, it will get a lot of use around the house besides just being in your golf bag.
Right. And when you send one out and somebody orders one online, or they order it from their golf shop, what all comes with it in the package?
So there's obviously the blower and battery, the charger, the wall hanger, and for the golf version, the golf breeze, there is a head cover. So when it's in your golf bag, it's protected, and it looks just like a golf club until you pull it out and surprise your friends with it when you blow off your line and they have to sit there picking up theirs.
Surprise your friends. I love it. I love the head cover too. I think that's just a great idea. So give us the website one more time, Randy.
It's zoombrooms.com. And once again, and they can use save $20 and take $20 off it.
Awesome. Appreciate your time. Good luck at the PGA show, and gonna have to get one.
Thanks, Rich. It's been great talking to you.
Same here. Thanks, Randy.
You've been listening to the Back Nine Boys Golf Show with Rich Stiles. Go to back9boys.com for all things golf whenever you want it. We'll be back next week with an all-new Back Nine Boys at back9boys.com.